Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Woo! We are coming in hot with some Friday fire. For all of my wealth builders, all my Millionaire Mindcast family, welcome into the show. We're going to be going over 25 real estate rules and laws of success. These are rules, laws, principles, strategies that ultimately I've been compiling over the last 12 years of my real estate investing journey that I've learned from other real estate investors and wealth builders and mastermind groups like GoBundance and conferences and events. And I figured I'd share some of these with you because lately I've been getting a lot of questions about what I should do, what I shouldn't do, what strategy works, what principle, what scenario when I find myself doing this, how should I respond? And so I figured today would be a great opportunity to go through some of those rules and laws of success. I'm going to break this down into a two-part series. We're going to do the first 15 today, and we will do the next 10 on next Friday's episode. With that being said, if you're new to the show, welcome. We talk all things money here. I love you guys. We've been in the top 50 business and entrepreneur podcasts in the world out of hundreds of thousands of podcasts, all because of you, our amazing listeners. And I try and bring that fire, that perspective, that wisdom, not just from me, but from other individuals who have walked many different paths of success to give you some perspective, to pull some things out of their journeys that can help serve you based on what mountain of success you're climbing. I know many of you are looking to elevate your wealth, to unlock more passive income, whatever your definition of success, of freedom looks like. That is what you're chipping away on right now. And so I want to give you an extra tool or two on your tool belt as you go and do this. And many of you are out there, you know, chipping away at the stone, metaphorically, of real estate success. And you're looking to shape it and carve it into whatever it is that helps you get a little bit closer to your own financial freedom. And so today I figured I'm going to give you 15 great tools, tips, and ideologies around real estate that I know have made people very successful, that have saved people a lot of heartache, a lot of stress, a lot of money, and ultimately given them a life that allows them to go out and create fulfillment, to create freedom, to make a difference and an impact in their family's lives, in their own lives, and community, in charities and causes that they're passionate about. And that's one of the reasons why I love the vehicle of real estate so much. It's something that you hear me talk about all the time. It's something that absolutely has to be a part of your wealth building portfolio. And how you want that allocation to look, I don't care. I'm heavy on it. Obviously, as you guys know, I'm a real estate bull. It's one of the best, most proven, most safe and secure, especially in times like right now, vehicles for insulating your wealth, growing your wealth, enhancing your freedom, giving you more options and tools to go out and do things that you want to do. And so we're going to talk about some of those laws here today. If you're new to the show, don't forget to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. If you enjoy the podcast, leave a review in iTunes. It's one of the ways that you can help us spread this podcast organically to more people who are looking to find this kind of information. With that being said, if you're not following me on social media, shoot me a DM at Instagram, official Matty A. I love connecting with all you guys, all the listeners. Feel free to share this episode with anybody that you think would get some value from it. Number one, let's dig in. Don't get emotionally invested. This is something I see too many people do, and they make that big mistake of letting their heart and how they feel about an investment overpower their head. Investing is logic, it's numbers, it's data. And the data drives decisions. Emotion creates a lot of heartache for a lot of people who I see unfortunately fail in real estate investing. Deals are like buses, and a new one comes along every 15 minutes. So don't get emotionally invested. Number two, control what you can control. Control your risks. One of the reasons that I have lost in previous deals have always been in development opportunities. And there were a lot of things in those development opportunities that were completely out of my control. Developers can't control interest rates. They can't control government regulations. In my case, it was one of the cities that ended up screwing me with a new policy that they put in place. Now, I'm not saying development can't be very lucrative, but if you're a real estate investor, depending on what your allocation is in real estate assets, development may not be one of the first areas that you decide to focus on. It is much safer to purchase existing property and optimize it instead of going ground up in the beginning. That's just my opinion. Number three, use experienced brokers. They will find the best deals, and oftentimes they will secure you the best deal. And the one thing that I hear people want to do the opposite of is pay them accordingly. I like to overpay them because most of the time, brokers are getting what? They're getting nickel and dimed on their commission. They're getting cut down. They're getting, please, Mr. Broker, take 2% instead of 3%. What if you come in and you say, I'll pay you 4% if you get me this deal at this price? Well, guess what? They're baking in their bonus, their extra percentage into the price that they negotiate anyways. And that is something that's not going to come out of your pocket. It's going to come out of the seller's pocket because you're going to get the price that you want. So build your army of brokers, build your army of bird doggers, build your army of agents and people that are out on the front lines, sitting face to face, belly to belly, palm to palm with a lot of these sellers, a lot of these opportunities, and incentivize them by paying them well, treating them well, and following through on your word. Number four, securing the deal. When you have a good deal, don't over negotiate and risk losing the deal. I've done this. I've made this mistake myself. And I can tell you the few thousand dollars that I was trying to save were not worth the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars I would have made over the lifetime of that investment. So lock up the contract and don't get greedy. Number five, always get it in writing. I can't tell you how many times and how many horror stories I've heard from real estate investors, whether it's with a contractor, whether it's with a buyer or with a seller, whether it's with a vendor, that they are getting screwed, they are losing money, or they are in a dispute over the fact that this was supposed to go this way. They think it was supposed to go that way. Do you have a contract? No, there's your problem. Your position and your stance and your leverage is only as strong as your contract. And always have an attorney look over your contract and bulletproof your interest in whatever that opportunity is. Number six, the only good escrow is a closed escrow. I can't tell you how many hard learning lessons I've had over the course of my career in this. Most of them early on. Funny story, one of my very first real estate escrows, and ended up being a fraudulent buyer. He was somebody that was quote unquote paying cash for a $1.2 million property. This was my second escrow, right around Christmas time. This guy ended up basically being a fraud. He missed the wire cutoff 3 or 4 times, fraudulent proof of funds. Long story short, he ended up disappearing. Well, guess what? I thought I was getting a $30,000 commission, and I went and spent a lot of money on Christmas that year that I did not have, because guess what? Those chickens did not hatch. So don't count your chickens before the eggs actually hatch. Get the deal across the finish line. Number seven, when improving property in single family residences, focus on the kitchen, focus on the bathrooms, paint, flooring, and landscape. You'll always get your greatest ROI. In commercial real estate, focus on things that will compress your cap rate and increase the value of the asset. Focus on strong leases with good terms and secure, stable income. The more stable the income and long the income can be tied to the asset, that insulates the value of the property and will compress, or what we call stabilize, an asset. Physical improvements are also very important to keep the tenants happy and the patrons happy. And ultimately, right, justify higher market rates in your leases. And of course, strong and streamlined operations. Number 8, tenant screening. Always check credit, always check employment, and always check rental history on all tenants. I don't care who they are. This will save you a lot of stress, a lot of heartache. Go 3 deep in those references and referral checks and go 3 wide. You will thank me later. Number 9, strictly enforce the rent deadline. Teach your tenants how to treat you because they will take every inch of leash you give them. Now, there's a time and a place for being compassionate. There's a time and a place for understanding certain circumstances. But at the end of the day, standards are standards for a reason. If you don't uphold them, they are not a standard. And I always tell people, I'm a loving person, but the standards of my business are not. My standards are my standards for a reason, and that is what's made me successful. That's what's given me the opportunity to be where I'm at today. And the second I compromise on those standards, they are no longer standards. Strictly enforce standards in your real estate business, and one of those is the rent deadline. Number 10, property maintenance. Protect your investment by keeping it well maintained. We all know the slumlords. We all know the people that don't take care of their properties. And while it works for some, oftentimes all of that money you're saving and putting in your pocket instead of reinvesting into your property, at some point in time, you will get the repercussions of that. I like to have PMPs, property maintenance plans, for all my assets. And all you have to do is just bake it into your analysis when you're buying the deal. It will make you more money and save you more turnovers in the long run. Number 11, always get 3 bids for all services and repairs. That's it. Don't take the first one. Don't just take the second one. Get 3, compare the scope of work, compare the pricing, compare the timeline, compare the communication of those service providers, and make your decision. Never go with the first one, no matter how good you feel about that person. Number 12, walk through every property, whether it's a business, you know, commercial space, whether it's a single family property, whether it's a multifamily property, whether it's a mobile home, walk through every unit with the tenant before they move in and after they move out. 13, contracts. They are only as good as the integrity of the person you made the deal with. Let me say that again. They are only as good as the integrity of the person you made the deal with, hence why you always want to have a third party look over your contracts. This is some legal advice, but this is not legal advice. That is my disclaimer. The only ones that win in a lawsuit are the lawyers. I've been in multiple lawsuits. I have won most of them. I've lost one of them. And what I can tell you is the ones that I won felt like I lost. The ones that I lost, obviously I lost. But the point is, if you can take high ground, even though you might be losing money, the amount of time, energy, money, and stress and mental real estate that goes into fighting legal battles, if you can avoid them, avoid them. And always do the right thing. That should be a common, you know, default answer. Always operate with integrity. Always operate with ethics. And even though you do the right thing sometimes, you may find yourself in a lawsuit. But as long as you know you did the right things, you can sleep well at night and trust in the process. And number 15, which will cap part 1 today, and we'll roll over to the final 10, my favorite 10, next week's episode. Number 15, 1031 exchange. One of the greatest wealth building and tax deferral vehicles on the planet. Swap till you drop, or now many opportunities that have come to the table called opportunity zones are a great way to grow your wealth and income through real estate as well. But 1031 exchange, using that as a true tool to play the game of chess in real estate, is something that almost every successful real estate investor long-term has figured out how to leverage. 1031 exchanges. That is your top first 15 real estate rules and laws of success. Let me know what your favorite one was. Tag me on social media, at @officialMattyA, or you can always shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. If you're not on my deals list and you want to know more about syndication opportunities that I raise capital for, you do need to be an accredited investor. If you don't know what that is, then you're probably not one. If you want to get on that list, just text the word deals to 844-447-1555. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what your favorite real estate rule and law was. If you have any of your own that you want to throw in the pie, I would love to know what those are. I'd love to compile this list, and I'll probably be sending this out at some point in time. With that being said, if you enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe, leave a 5-star review in iTunes, and I will see you guys in next week's episode with the last 10, the best 10, 25 real estate rules and laws of success. Cheers.